little girl who never smiles, cause I've got braces on my teeth. And I know how it feels to cry myself to sleep. I'm that kid on every playground who's always chosen last.
That's right. Don't laugh at me. This here is Big Dot with you on another Thursday program, better known as Missionary Kenneth Wolfgang, for the Jumbo Braille program here on the Six Eyes Radio Network, the one and only program on the Six Eyes Radio Network that can be felt. We're glad to be coming to you again, once again, with another program for you. And tonight we'll be having Brother Quick with us again. And I want to remind those and say welcome to those who've joined us tonight, especially our surrounding city and states and our countries near and far, as well as those who called 424-243-9617. Again, 424-243-9617. Press number one, join the conversation. You could just ask your questions, give your comments, prayer requests, prayer phrases. Brother Quick here tonight. Who do we got with us, Ruth, and did we get Brother Quick yet?
All right, yes, we have Brother Quick. Okay, and the Father, Son, Holy Ghost, Band of Angels, we have you. We have Sister Emily, Sister Lila, Brother Quick, Brother Six, and Jim with me.
All right. So anybody got any real quick prayer requests or what have you for Brother Quick to be praying about just before he gets started in his message tonight?
I do have some prayer requests and I also have some praises.
All right.
My top three prayer requests are the appointments for tomorrow, which you already know what they are, Missionary Wolfgang.
All right.
And my praise is I got my injections today, and it went according to plan. I didn't have no sickness after the anesthesia wore off. I was able to get up with some assistance because they had, you know, I was ball rest today at ACMC because of the anesthesia, of course. They had put me on a fall risk precaution.
Okay.
So, basically, tomorrow's appointment, and basically keep everybody at Saber Glendings in their prayers, and also Ostenburg Rehab.
All right. Okay, how about
and
you, Emily? You got any?
Emily.
Okay, and Emily, do you got any prayer requests?
Yeah, just for the people at both places that Lila mentioned, my mother, and also the housing situation for myself.
Okay. And Six, we got your mic open. Do you got any prayer requests or what have you tonight?
Just praying for mankind. Good evening, everybody. Just praying for mankind, the world in general, the sick and shut in. Mankind, my family, your family, and just praying for our continued future endeavors and get rid of procrastination. Amen. Thank you.
Amen. All right, brothers, quick, the ball's in your court. You can open with prayer, pray over these requests, and give us a good message tonight.
Kenny.
I'm ready for a good load.
Kenny. I got another prayer request for Brother Quick to be praying over.
Tell me about it.
It's my ex-stepdad who lives upstairs from me. He's not been feeling good today.
All right. And is this Emily that I'm talking to right now?
Yes, it is, Brother Quick.
All right. I thought I recognized your voice.
Evening, Brother Quick.
Hello, Brother Quick.
May I say something?
Hi, Brother Quick.
Here's how it's going to work.
Right.
He's going to say his hellos. Wolfgang, I want you to mute everybody's mic because when this man of God is preaching, I don't want anybody speaking over him. Hellos, we got the hellos out the way. Put everybody's mics on mute. Thank you, except Brother Quick. Thank you.
All right.
Thank you, my brother.
Yes, sir.
All right. Well, let's pray over these requests that have been brought to our attention right now before I start the message then, all right? Father, I'm asking now that you be with Lila, and you know the prayer requests that she brought to our attention, asking for your sweet will in each of them, and for Emily, for those requests that she brought to our attention, I'm asking that you help in each of those situations also. And then for the sick and for the shut-ins and those that cannot get around on their own, we're pleading with you, Lord, you just be merciful to each one. Those people could be us. That could be us very well. And we need to be praying for them now because should we ever end up in being a sick and a shut-in, we'll sure enough appreciate somebody praying for us. And then for our nation, Lord, our nation's going the wrong way. You know that. We know that. We would plead with you for your hand to be upon the leadership, the lack of leadership in this nation right now, because we must have proper leadership, and we don't have it right now. We would plead with you that you would deal with hearts in the White House and all the way down to the street. Everybody needs to hear from you. There's no question about that at all. And there's many, many other people that are not in the limelight, like our president, that are making bad and twisted decisions like that all of the time. And it's never brought to anybody's attention. But everybody has to hear from you. That's all there is to that. Now, I would ask now that you would minister to our hearts as I preach this, the word of God for these people tonight. I bless your name for each one that has called, each one that's listening tonight, and for our brother that instructed Brother Ken to close all of the other mics. That's going to be a wonderful thing because there's no such thing as preaching the Word of God with ease if you're going to be getting broke in all the time with somebody wanting to say something. So I just bless your name that he had the wisdom from you to tell Ken to do that. And, Lord, we need to hear you speak to our hearts this night. That's all there is to it. We must hear you speak to our hearts because you know each one. You know each one where we're at. You know each one of us, the troubles that we may be looking at or facing right now. You know each one of us. And each one of us that's listening tonight needs to hear you speak to us this night. Now, Lord, just be with us and help us according to your sweet will, and we'll sure thank you. In Jesus' name, amen. Well, I'm glad to be back with you again tonight. August the 21st, I brought a message entitled, You Must Know That You're Born Again, and I dealt with the third chapter of John and dealt with Nicodemus as he came to Jesus. And Jesus knows everything so well. I mean, he knows our hearts real well. We don't have to stutter and stammer around him because he already knows our hearts just like nobody else's business because he is our God. That's all there is to it. He's the one that created us. And Nicodemus came to Jesus. Listen to these words. The same came to Jesus by night and said unto him, Rabbi, we know that thou art a teacher come from God. For no man can do these miracles that thou doest except God be with him. And Jesus didn't give him opportunity to ask questions. I know that Nicodemus had some questions to ask, but Jesus did not give him time. Because in the very next verse, verse number 3, Jesus said unto him, answered and said unto him, Verily, verily, I say unto thee, except a man be born again, he cannot see the kingdom of God. And that is a truth that is still very, very true yet this day. Jesus said it 2,000 years ago to Nicodemus. Jesus was saying that in the Old Testament. He was saying that to everybody they talked to. You must be born again. That's all there is to it. You must be born again. And then Jesus instructed Nicodemus because Nicodemus asked Jesus, he said, Well, how can I be born again? I'm an old man. Can I enter my mother's womb again and be born? And Nicodemus never said the words born again. All he said was born. He didn't know anything about born again. Just like so many people here that's listening to me this night, you don't know too much about being born again. And I'm glad that you're listening tonight, and I would plead with you that you listen to the Spirit of God as he speaks to your heart. Now, tonight, I want to deal with John 3:16. I started to deal with it last, I was with you last week on the 7th, I think it was the 7th, no, the 9th, something, you know when it was, the 23rd and the 7th, yes, the 7th I was with you, and I preached the message on the word for, and I took the word for, the very first word, verse 16, I took the very first word out of verse 17. I took the very first word out of verse 20. Each of those three verses start with the word for. And I brought a lesson on each of those words on why it was that Jesus would use that word for. Because remember, he was still speaking to Nicodemus. Nicodemus still was not born again. And Nicodemus was still listening. And Jesus spoke these words to him. Now, I want to go back to John 3:16 again tonight, if we can. And I just want to look at this. And, you know, all the miracles that Nicodemus had seen Jesus do, all of those, he must have also seen the love of Jesus. He had to have, because Jesus loved everywhere he went. Jesus was love. That's all there was to it. Take note now, Nicodemus never questioned God's love. In the first verses here of chapter 3, he never questioned God's love. The questions that he brought to Jesus was on the fact of being born again, the new birth. And Jesus, after explaining the new birth in verses 3 through 8, also told him of his love. And that's where we're going, John chapter 3 and verse 16. Listen to this verse of scripture. For God so loved the world. Let me stop right there. How can we say how much God loves us? I remember when I was just a youngin' in Sunday school, our Sunday school class teacher asked us one day, how much do you think God loves you? And I stood up and I said, God loves me this much. I know he loves me this much. And I had my arms struck way out like I was right there, you know, around the world. But that's not even a beginning of how much Jesus loves us. For God so loved the world that Jesus loves includes you yet to this day, also includes all of those that you associate with every day. Oh, by the way, that includes me also and all of those that I associate with every day. God loves every one of us. The godly love cannot be explained. Romans chapter 8, listen to these words in Romans chapter 8. Paul said, for I am persuaded that neither death nor life, nor angels, nor principalities, nor powers, nor things present, nor things to come, nor height, nor depth, nor any other creature shall be able to separate us from the love of God, which is in Christ Jesus our Lord. You see, you cannot separate the love of God from you because it's so great. It is so great. God so loves each one of us, cannot even begin to explain how much he loves us. He loves us. He loves the whole world the same way. Now, let's go a little bit deeper with this. How can you love those that don't love you? Well, that's a pretty easy answer, isn't it? We really can't. But God, through the Lord Jesus Christ, loves everybody, including those that don't love him. Oh, he loves you. He loves me, and he loved us before we were ever so much as thought of. Listen to this verse of scripture in Romans chapter 5. For God commendeth his love toward us, in that while we were yet sinners, Christ died for us. When we're reading verse 8 of chapter 5, I've come to that word commendeth, third word. But God commendeth his love toward us. The word commendeth gives us this meaning. It gives us the meaning that there's been a payment, a legal binding contract payment that has been paid and cannot be broken. Oh, hallelujah. Nearly 2,000 years ago, before you and I were even born, God had set such a payment plan. He said, everybody is under this because I love everybody with more than his heart. Good night. You think the love of God is big? You can't even begin to understand how big the love of God, the heart of God is. I mean, we say all the time when we're praying, we say, Lord, I love you with all of my heart. Well, that's not a funny thing, even though I'm sure that it can bring a smile at least to the Lord, because the Lord is saying, when we're saying that, and we're saying that in all honesty, in all sincerity, we're saying that Jesus can just kind of look over at the Father and say, oh, I'm glad they love me that much. That's not very much. But that's all that we can love him with, all of our heart. Well, let's go a little bit farther with this. God's love for every sinner included you, included me, and was proved by just how much God was willing to give his all for. Look at verse 16, chapter 3, verse 16 of John. For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son. Wow. God so loved this world full of sinners. God so loved this world full of people that hated the Lord Jesus. God so loved each one of them that he allowed his only begotten Son to come. You have to admit, ladies and gentlemen, God's love cannot be measured because God knew the heart of every one of us. He knew your heart before he saved you. He knew my heart before he saved me. He knew my grandfather's heart before he trusted Christ. He knew my dad's heart before he trusted Christ. Oh, listen. And he still loved each one of us enough to send his only begotten son to this earth. Just this phrase is summed up as the gospel in brief. For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten son. Some of the old time preachers have said, this is the gospel in brief. It's the gospel in a nutshell. Well, God so loved the world, his salvation is for all, but the world very easily puts God's great love off until a more convenient time. Huh. I think there's somebody that's listening to me tonight that you put the love of God off for just a little while, but then you found that the love of God was the best thing that you could get a hold of, and you came back to the Lord and trusted Christ to save you. But I've been a preacher for nearly 48 years. I've pastored churches in several different states, and I have had the funerals of some church members. They thought they were saved, but they wouldn't live for God. They didn't do anything for God. They lived for themselves, and they lived in sin, and they lived a filthy life, and then all of a sudden, they died. I remember in the state of Missouri, I was pastoring this little church, and the wife came to me, and she said, "Preacher, my husband is missing. He left me." I said, "Well, where did he go?" She said, "I don't know where he went." And her husband had always had a beard all of the time they'd been married. They'd been married for a lot of years. And somebody finally called this lady on the telephone, and they asked, I think it was the police department, they asked this lady, "Is your husband's name such and such?" And she said, "Yes, that's him." They said, "Well, we have found his body." And they said the name of the city, which was about 200 miles away from where they lived. They had found his body. You see, he had said under my preaching, I knew he'd been under conviction different weeks. I knew that. He knew that. He'd get under conviction, then he'd quit coming to church. Then he'd get over it a little bit, so he'd come back to church again. But he kept putting it off and putting it off. And I talked with him one day after church, and I called him by name, and I said, "You know that you don't know Christ as your personal Savior." "I know that." He says, "I'll be all right." I said, "No, sir. You need to listen to me, and you need to trust Christ to save you today." And while he says, "I'll think about that," and he says, "I'll take care of that at a later date." Well, he never did. Home, he left his church family. He left me, the preacher. He left everybody, including God, right back at the house. And he never took the time to trust Christ to save his soul. That's just that's the danger of putting it off. Listen to me now. God so loved the world, his salvation is for all. It's for everyone. But the world very easily puts God's great love off until a more convenient time, which for some, God's love is never realized because an untimely disease or an untimely death will stop them before they get around to trusting Christ. Oh, listen, I hope that somebody is listening to me tonight that's been putting off trusting Christ as your Lord and Savior. You need to trust him tonight. I'm telling you, ladies and gentlemen, you need to trust him tonight. You need to trust the Lord Jesus as your own personal Savior tonight. You need to come to him. You need to beg him to forgive you of all of your sin, and then you need to plead with him to save your soul. And I can promise you, ladies and gentlemen, before you get done praying, you're going to know that the Spirit of God has moved into your heart. That's just how simple it is. Oh, listen, what does God want with every sinner? Well, he wants to keep every sinner, every man, every woman, every teenager, he wants to keep everyone out of the devil's hell. because the devil's hell is a place that's filled with people. It's filled with church members that's trying now to pay their own sin debt when they didn't have to do that because Jesus died on that cross some 2,000 years ago, and he paid the sin debt for everybody in the world. But those that do not take the time to trust Christ are now in hell, and they're paying their own sin debt, which they will never, ever get paid. Oh, listen to me. What does God want with every sinner? He wants every sinner to come to Christ and trust him and get everlasting life. There is one single condition that God requires from everybody that comes. Listen to this now. If you're going to trust Christ to save your soul, this is what it's going to take. It's going to take you having the faith in his only begotten Son, the Lord Jesus Christ, and what he did on Calvary's tree and paying your own sin debt. Oh, listen, Romans chapter 10 says these words, that if thou shalt confess with thy mouth the Lord Jesus and shalt believe in thine heart that God hath raised him from the dead, thou shalt be saved. Listen to verse 10. For with the heart man believeth unto righteousness, and with the mouth confession is made unto salvation. Oh, hallelujah. That's just getting sweeter. Every word gets a little sweeter. But oh, listen to this now, verse number 13. For whosoever shall call on the name of the Lord shall be saved. Hallelujah. I know that's true. I know that's true. My dad was pastoring his first church. This was back in 1956. Some of you probably don't think that 1956 was ever around. Others know that it was. And listen to me. My dad just got out of Bible college. He was pastoring his first church, and he had an evangelist to come in and preach a week-long meeting. I'd already been under conviction anyhow. My mother, she used to get so aggravated at me. My bedroom was upstairs. I would never, ever cut that light off at night. I was scared to death, too, because I knew I was going to hear the devil come around, and it's almost like he would just jump in bed with me, and he'd say, well, son, what do you think? I got a place reserved in hell for you. Ain't no way you're going to get out of this. I mean, night after night after night after night, I went through that. But on that Friday night, I finally raised my hand that I was lost. Well, we got home from church that night, and my dad called me off the side, and he says, well, son, what do you think? You think that was a pretty good meeting? I said, I think it was, Dad. I think the Lord was here and did a good work. He said, well, you know, Brother Smith wasn't real sure, but he thought he saw your hand go up in the altar call. Is that right? And I began to weep, and I said, yes, Dad. He said, you don't know Jesus, do you? And I said, no, sir. He said, how about we drop to our knees right here, and I introduce you to him? And he did that. And the first two or three words out of my mouth when I started to pray was so filled with fear, I couldn't hardly say them. But when I got to where I asked Jesus to forgive me of my sin and to save my soul, about that time, I got so full of joy, I couldn't hardly stand it. I knew right then something had happened. And everyone that's listening to me that trusted Christ to save their soul, you know what that's like because you went through that also. Well, listen to me now. John 3:16 goes a little bit farther. For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in him should not perish. Oh, listen to me. There is no limitation to the love of God. There is no way that no sinner can ever say, I've sinned too much. God will never save me. You better listen up, sinner. You're on the verge of getting saved because you're on the verge of having to cry out to God and say, Lord, save me. Because when you get the feeling that bad, you got to have a change, and that change will come only when you trust Christ to save you, your soul. Now listen, John 3:16 and John 3:17 prove there is no limitation to the love of God. Listen to verse number 17. Verse 17 says this, for God sent not his Son into the world to condemn the world, but that the world through him might be saved. Oh, that's a whole lot of love, ladies and gentlemen. That is a whole lot of love, I'm telling you now. Listen, God loves the most unloved, the most hateful, the most hated, the most unfit human being that's ever been on this earth. God loves him. And to this day, God still loves a sinner just like that. You see, the love of God reveals the very heart of God. God loves each man, meaning that each man is lovable. Oh, you can't use the excuse, well, I've just sinned too much. No, no. God loves your heart, and when God loves you, you are lovable. That means there is a hope for you to come to Christ and trust him to be your Savior. Now listen, the love of God reveals the very heart of God. God loves each man, meaning that each man is lovable. You were, I was, your husband was, ma'am, your wife was, sir, your neighbor is, somebody came and told you about your need of salvation. Now somebody is waiting for you to come and tell them of their need of salvation. That's just how it works. That's exactly how it works. For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in him should not perish. Oh, my soul. God never put any limitation on his love for man. For I am persuaded, I quoted this earlier, I'm going to quote it for you again in Romans chapter 8. For I am persuaded that neither death nor life, nor angels, nor principalities, nor powers, nor things present, nor things to come, nor height, nor depth, nor any other creature shall be able to separate us from the love of God, which is in Christ Jesus our Lord. It is a fact, ladies and gentlemen, that God does not limit his love for all men. God has made a promise to all men, all women, all teenagers, listen to me, that when he shows his love, every man, every woman, every boy, every girl, that each and every one shall receive the same outcome. Listen to the rest of this verse. For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in him should not perish, but have everlasting life. Jesus told Nicodemus that he needed this, just like he has told every sinner that very same thing. My grandfather needed Christ. My father needed Christ. My wife needed Christ. I needed Christ, just like you need Christ tonight also. Oh, yes, yes, yes. There is such joy in knowing Christ as your own personal Savior. I will never, ever forget when I got up off of my knees and my dad got up off of his knees. He took one look at me and he said, well, son, looks to me like the Lord found you. I said, yeah, but Dad, I got one real need. He said, what's that? And I said, I got to go tell somebody of what just happened in my heart. And he said, well, go tell your mama. She's sitting right over there. And so I went and told my mother. And, you know, that was 60-some-odd years ago. And I still have that fit in my heart yet to this day. I've got to be able to go and tell somebody about Jesus. That's all there is to it. God called me to preach on October the 22nd, 1973. Been preaching ever since. Almost 48 years. And I'm still loving it. And God is still using me. Amen. God is still saving souls. God is still using me to strengthen the brethren. Amen. I love that. Oh, listen, the joy of sharing the Word of God and the joy of knowing Christ, you just can't find it anywhere else. Find any joy in this world, none at all in this world, not without Jesus being there first. Oh, there's a lot of happiness, but happiness depends on happenstance. Happenstance means I can be happy right now, and 2 minutes from now, I can be mad, oh, mad, oh, mad, oh, mad. That's happenstance. That's happiness. Happiness doesn't last, but joy lasts. Joy will last when I'm in the middle of being tried for walking with the Lord, I've still got the joy of the Lord in my heart. Oh, listen, the joy of the Lord is our strength. That's how we get from one point to the next. The joy of the Lord is our strength. Listen, I want you to understand what my address is, and write it down if you would, please, because I want you to write me, let me know different things, like maybe you've got some questions from concerning the Bible, and just send them to me so that I can understand more about how I can meet your needs. My address is 1122, that's 1122, Church Street, Waycross, Georgia, 31501. Let me give it to you again. 1122 Church Street. That should be easy to remember. 1122 Church Street. And we live in Waycross, Georgia. And a lot of people will say to me, oh, where is Waycross? And I say, well, it's way across Georgia. We're down in the southeastern corner, about 40 miles north of the Florida line. We're down where it gets nice and warm. We've had some 100-degree days. Oh, yes. That just means that summertime is here. Amen. But you see, this is what our address is. 1122 Church Street, Waycross, Georgia, 31501. I want you to send me a note. Tell me about when you came to know Christ as your Lord and Savior. Send me a note. Send me some prayer requests so that we can be praying right along with you. Send me a note. Send me some Bible questions, things that you'd like to know more about from the Word of God. Send it to me. I'll do my best to be able to answer everything that you ask on the air one of these weeks, because I will be back every Thursday night at 9 o'clock. You can find me right here. Right here. I'll be here. Now listen to me. This is how it is. I just preached a little message to you that I have entitled Such Love. Such Love. How could God love sinners like you, like me? How could God love us to the point of sending the dearest thing to his heart to come to this earth and pay our sin debt by dying on that cross of Calvary? Could God do that? He did that because he loves us with such love that can never, ever be understood by any man anywhere in the world. No man has ever been able to learn to be able to find out how much the love of God really was. All I can tell you is God has loved every sinner, every man, every woman, every child that's ever been conceived in this world. And you know how many people that would be in, say, some 6,000 years? Well, I can't even begin to tell you that, because it's going to be a whole bunch. You see, God loves me with all of his heart, but I am so thankful that his heart is so much bigger than my heart. I love my God with all of my heart, but all of my heart doesn't even begin to measure up to the love that God has for me and for you, everybody that has ever been alive in this world and ever shall be alive in this world. If this world goes on for another 1,000 years, God will continue loving every person that gets conceived, that gets born. God will do that. He'll do that because that's God. Such love. How can we do anything with such love other than the fact of just accepting it for ourselves, getting on our face before God, letting him know that we're a sinner, let him know that you need forgiveness, let him know that you need Jesus to save your soul, and you will know before you get done praying that something has happened inside your heart. Promise you, something will happen, and you will know that. Oh, hallelujah. Listen to me, ladies and gentlemen. my address one more time. 1122 Church Street, Waycross, Georgia, 31501. God loves us with such love. For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in him should not perish, but have everlasting life. Oh, listen. God saved me July the 20th, 1956. About 9 or 9:30 at night, that Friday night, God saved my soul. And you know, I've been saved ever since. That's what God does when he saves a sinner. He seals us. And when we're sealed, we're a child of God no matter what for the rest of our days until God will call us home one way or the other. Oh, listen to me. Brother Ken, I'm going to be done preaching. I'm waiting for you to come on in and give some remarks and just get on me. Do whatever. Just come on in here and straighten me out if you want to. Amen. But I'm just glad to be able to be here and be able to spend these moments together with you and all of your listeners. And we'll be taking these prayer requests and we'll be praying with them, praying over them until next week. All right, Brother Ken.
Amen. That was a good message. And Brother Quick, kind of reminds me of this card that I have. It's the size of a credit card, but it shows a sunset behind a cross. And in front of it, it asks, in white letters, it asks this question. It says, I asked the Lord, how much do you love me? And he said this much. And he stretched out his arms and he died.
Uh-huh.
Kind of remind me of what you were saying tonight. So, I mean, it's awesome that how much he loves us. We can nowhere fathom the love of God.
No, so, we can't.
I mean, real good message. So, all right, we're going to open the mics again for anybody that has any questions specifically to what Brother Quick was talking about tonight. So who do we got, Ruth?
Okay, we have Father, Son, Holy Ghost, Band of Angels, but they won't need any questions. We got you. We have Sister Emily, Sister Lila, gosh, Brother Quick there, and we have Six, and Jim and me.
Okay. Well, we'll start off with Lila. Do you have any questions? Do this one person at a time.
Go ahead, Ken.
I was just saying we'll do this one person at a time so we're not talking over each other, okay? Do you got any questions?
Yeah, I do have one quick question, very quick. Can you repeat your address slowly, one number and one letter at a time?
Lila, we copied that down here. I'll make sure that you've got it, okay?
Okay, thank you. But no other questions, very quick.
All right.
So I'll make sure that you and Emily both get it, so don't worry about that.
Okay, thank you, Missionary Wolfgang.
Okay, you got any other questions, Lila?
No, not at this time.
Okay, next we'll have Emily. Do you have any questions?
No, but that was a toe-stomping mess. Y'all said that way.
All right.
Oh, thank you.
Let's put it this way on a couple of things that you brought out tonight, Brother Quick. I'll put it this way. Boy, did you get my toes.
Oh, my goodness. Well, the question that needs to be answered by each one of us is, do we know Christ as our own personal Savior? Have you trusted Christ to save your soul? And when you did, what changed inside of you? Because there's going to be a change take place when you trust Christ to save your soul.
Oh, that was years ago, and then I ended up backsliding and had to act right with God again. And I'm having to learn to let go like God, like AA and NA told me to had our sayings in there, and I'm kind of having to learn to let go like God and not let my temper get the best of me.
That's right.
All right.
Just to let you know, Brother Quick, I was on this phone, and on my other phone, I had my mom listening in for a while. She hung up, but she said to tell you, you had a good message going, and you were even stomping her toes.
Well, amen. I would hope that it would be the Holy Ghost that was stomping our toes instead of me, just me. When the Lord gave me this message, he was stomping on my toes, too.
Yep. Now, what we are hoping for, Brother Quick, that you continue this series next week.
We'll do it.
Okay. And Brother Six, now it's your turn. Do you got any questions or comments?
Definitely a great message, and I will be going to sleep listening to this episode. Great message. I thought it was unfortunate that the man in your congregation, and you kept reaching out to him to get himself saved and to die not saved. I mean, that just had to be rough.
Yes. Yep.
And you kept reaching out to him, and I just wonder why he didn't come. You know, come.
Well,
to Christ.
He didn't come because it wasn't in him. I mean, the Spirit of God was dealing with his heart, but he was a sinner. And every one of us sinners will fight against the Lord dealing with our hearts until we come to the point it's got to be him or that's it. I mean, and he hadn't got there yet. And
right.
The Lord was dealing with his heart. He was under conviction. He'd get under conviction. He'd quit coming to church for a while. And I went out to his house to try and talk with him. And when I got there, his wife said, preacher, my husband just hollered out and said, that's the preacher, and I don't want him in here. So we can't let you in. And so I'd have to go back home.
Wow.
But we did a lot of praying for him.
Amen. Wow. Yeah, that's unfortunate, but nonetheless, great message tonight, and I'm looking forward to the continued series.
Well, thank you, my brother. I appreciate that very much.
Yes, sir. You're very welcome.
All right. We'll be back here next week, the same time, the same station.
Same.
The usual show
time. Yeah, I was going to say that. Yep. Same station right here at the Jumbo Braille program on the Six Eyes Radio Network Thursday night, 9 p.m. And we're going to have Brother Six tell us how we can donate to the station to keep the programs like this one on the air. If you would, please, Six.
Yes. Yes, to give a donation to the Six Eyes Radio Network, you have two options. For those of you who are familiar with the PayPal, the email address you'll enter is SIXEYES, the digit number 6 at gmail.com. Whatever God puts on your heart to help us keep bringing you great programming will be greatly appreciated. The second option, if you utilize the Cash App, that would be $SIXEYES, digit number 2, the digit number 4. Once again, that is $SIXEYES, the digit number 2, the digit number 4. And again, whatever God puts on your heart to help us keep bringing you great programming will be greatly appreciated. Thank you.
Mm-hmm.
All right.
And I'll greatly appreciate that, too, because I'm on here because Brother Six said I was going to be preaching on Thursday nights, and I'm just glad for that. And I'm hoping that somewhere somebody will loosen up with some money and help us keep this thing going. Amen.
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 Amen. Yes. And I want to pray for the city of Tennessee. What I basically, we did cover, we said Mankind, but there was an shooting at the grocery store at a Kroger's, and several people were injured.
Oh.
I just say a prayer for that. I mean, it's enough going on with this pandemic to have these situations happening.
Oh, yes. Well, let's pray, and we'll close out and give it back to you, Brother Ken, okay?
All righty.
Our Father, thank you so much for this time that we've been able to be together with these people. Thank you for each one that listened tonight. I would plead with you that you just continue to work in our hearts and help us to understand you've got a whole lot that needs to get done, and it's up to we, your children, to get it done. I pray for this city in Tennessee that Brother Six just mentioned, and Lord, we know there's a whole bunch of this kind of crash going on in this nation. And it's because mainly we don't have any leadership. And we must have some leadership in this nation before it goes, well, China is just waiting to get their hold on this country. And they've about got it on right now. And we're just pleading with you that you would just step in. And these shootings that are going on, I would plead with you, you'd stop them things, because I believe I know what's going on with that shooting business, and I believe you've told me that, and I'm just asking that you just stop this business and help us to understand. We need you every day, every moment of every day, and I'm asking that you be with Brother Six, that you continue to minister unto him, and that you would meet every need of this radio station and help it to not ever have a need that goes unmet. That's how you operate. And I'm asking that you just help people to give in these ways that Brother Six just told everybody. I'm asking that you just help people to just give and help this ministry to keep on going like it is. Now, Lord, we love you with all of our hearts, and we're just so glad that your heart is so much bigger than ours. Oh, dear Lord, help us in these days and in this pandemic that's going on. That's something that is rough. It's killing people, people in the hospital. They get on the ventilator because they can't breathe on their own, and then some of them die anyways. I would plead with you, Lord, that you'd have somebody to be able to tell somebody else about Jesus, so that when somebody's in the hospital suffering like that, somebody will be able to get some kind of a word to them about there's hope in the Lord Jesus Christ. Now, Lord, I'm just asking now you just minister according to your sweet, wonderful will. You help each one of us this week to be found doing and listening to you every moment, because we need your leadership, and that's very much the truth. Thank you now for these moments together, asking now you just meet the needs and help Brother Ken and all that he does, and we'll thank you now in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen. Okay, and I just want to remind everybody of the great programming that we do have here at the Six Eyes Radio Network. 7 days a week, we start out on Sunday afternoons at 1 p.m. for the Six Eyes Gospel Show. At 1 p.m., get your praise on without leaving the house. We got on Monday, the Motivational Monday with Pastor Kenneth Bonnet at 9 p.m. And then on Tuesdays, 8 p.m., the Word of the King with Evangelist Timothy Gruber. And then on Wednesday, it's the Wednesday night Bible study, the Six Eyes Wednesday night Bible study right here at the Six Eyes Radio Network, 7 p.m. And then, of course, Thursdays right here, as you heard, the Jumbo Braille program, 9 p.m. And then on Fridays, we have the Talk with Missionary Ken and Ruth Wolfgang show. It's Bible College on the Air, with no homework, check us out, 9 p.m., and then, of course, open programming on Saturdays. So check out all that great programming here at the Six Eyes Radio Network 7 days a week. Amen. And we're going to let Brother Six have the last few words, and we'll close out for the night.
Well, we want to thank you again for listening tonight with Brother Quick. We look forward to his message continuation next Thursday. And this show is available right after the podcast ends. You can download it from Apple Music, and you'll have our latest episode, which is just tonight's Jumbo Reel program with Brother Quick. So you can download that for your enjoyment and make a folder and just add on to the messages that Brother Quick sets forth. And we will catch you next Thursday with Brother Quick, and we'll catch you tomorrow at 9 p.m. for the talk with Missionary Wolfgang and Ruthie. Thanks for listening. Good night and God bless.
All right.
God bless everyone.
Later, Gators.
The Lord bless you all now.
Yes, sir. God bless you as well.
God bless you, too.
God bless you very quick.
Thank you, sis.
And take care and Godspeed.
All right. Good night, Emily. Good night, Lila. God bless you. God bless you. Good night.
Too. Bye.